The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the overall subject that we are discussing is that of shaitan. Why does Allah allow shaitan to exist? Right? Like, I think this is a really important question. That, like, life would be just so much better if he's eliminated, right? Like, I don't have to worry about these tricks. I don't have to worry about these things constantly being on guard. And why didn't he just eliminate them completely, right? And so I think these are like good questions to ask, but Allah answers this, right? And we get an explanation. So the first thing, you know, like, why doesn't Allah just, like, why did he even create Iblis, for example, right? So what we have to understand is that in the original creation, Iblis was a good guy. Yeah? Like, you know, like Iblis in its original being, Allah didn't create Iblis as this rebellious thing. Iblis was, we are told, the peacock of worshippers, right? Did long sujoods to Allah, had like the signs of sujood. Iblis was a devout servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he chose to be evil. And he chose to rebel. And so it is much later in creation that Iblis became a shaitan. Right? He wasn't a shaitan from the very beginning. Right? But it was much later in the process that he became shaitan when he rejected the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, when you look at the Quran, it's so beautiful. If you look at a passage from Surah Al-Hijr, 28 to 40, a long passage, so almost 13 verses of the Quran, where there is a conversation between Allah and Iblis, right? So it starts off with the command to do sajda. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى أَنْ يَكُونَ مَعَ السَّاجِدِينَ. That all the malaika, all the angels did sajda except for Iblis, and Allah says that Iblis refused to be one of the sajideen. Now what does God do next, right? Like, it's remarkable how beautiful God is, yeah? It's really remarkable. That God doesn't just say, here, get out. But God first and foremost says, Iblis, why? Yeah? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yeah? Look at how great God is, right? So you would think that rage would take over, but he's God. But he doesn't just kick him out. He gives Iblis an opportunity to repent. Yeah? And this is what makes God beautiful, right? Absolutely beautiful. He says, Iblis, qala ya Iblis. And he even addresses him, ya Iblis. That means if you look at it from the perspective of compassion, he's talking to him compassionately at this point. Ya Iblis, ma laka an la takuna min as-sajidin, ma as-sajidin. The Iblis, what made you not be amongst those who do sajda? Yeah? I asked you to do something. You've done sajda for this long. What makes you not do sajda? Iblis at that point could have said, my bad. Yeah, my bad. Right? You're right. You're Allah. I should have done sajda when you commanded. But no, now, you know, like a kid who's like, I got nothing to lose here. Right? And let me just go on full attack now. So now Iblis, instead of now just, if he had just apologized, this is something, you know, that I tell kids, my madrasa kids, you know, that sometimes we make a mistake. And the hardest thing for me to say after I have made a mistake is, sorry, Papa, I made a mistake. Yeah? Sorry, Mommy, I made a mistake. No, we can't do that. No, but she did this. No, but, oh, we get rebellious, right? If you just say sorry, it's squashed. It's squash. You said sorry. You realize you made a mistake, right? But it's difficult. It's difficult for kids to say sorry. It's difficult as we get older to say sorry because we think that I'm being lowered. No, you're just preventing drama. Yeah? Apologize. It's good. You little kids are listening. Apologize, yeah, when you make a mistake. You husbands, apologize, yeah, when you make a mistake. Instead of taking a firm footing and saying no and prolonging unnecessary drama. That's what Iblis could have done. Iblis could have just said, sorry Allah, my bad. Yeah? But he didn't. What did he say? قَالَ لَمْ أَكُنْ لِأَسْجُدَ لِبَشَرٍ خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونٍ. He says, I would not do sajda to something you created. SubhanAllah, again, yeah? You gotta realize what's going on here. Now, when he begins to argue back, he loses all common sense. All common sense. So he's saying that it is a creation you created, but how can I do something, sajda to something that you created from clay and mud? Now Allah says, فَأَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّعْنَةَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. He says, then leave. Get out from here. You are amongst those who are expelled. And indeed upon you is the curse until the day of recompense. So from that perspective, he had a chance. Iblis wasn't a bad person. Yeah. The second question is, then why didn't Allah just destroy him then? Right? So instead of saying, okay, go. Right? And get out from here. Allah could have ended our drama by saying, you know what? Your creation is gone. You're no longer there. Right? And the answer to this is something very similar to what we can understand. This is a world of test. Yeah? This is not a world of reward. And so he has to earn, yeah, whatever is coming his way. Right? Same applied to Abu Lahab. Right? God condemns Abu Lahab to hell 10 years before Abu Lahab dies. You would think Abu Lahab would try and say sorry to Allah. Yeah, you would think that Abu Lahab would say, you know what? Let me try to prove God wrong. Right? Or something out of obstinance, right? Like if somebody says that, I'm going to try to prove you wrong. But he couldn't, right? But he could have just destroyed him, but he didn't, because you have to earn this, right? And the same, if we were to ask the question, why doesn't God just destroy him? Then we would ask the same question to us. That every time I transgress, Allah could just destroy me. Right? But he doesn't. And in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not destroy Iblis. And this is where we can even maybe ask a third question. Then why does he allow him to misguide us? So he didn't create a bad person. He chose to be a bad being. Secondly, why didn't he just eliminate him for his arrogance? Because that's not how God works, right? The third is, then why didn't he just stop him and say, here's a prison, go in the prison and stay there. But why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow him to have this effect on us? And this is where we have to understand the overarching wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And that is that the strength and the growth of a human being is only achieved through tests and trials. And Iblis is our trial. Yeah? That our ability to become great servants has to come through fighting a great opponent. Yeah? And that great opponent is Iblis.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.